Flow to you, flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, flow to you, flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, like the stream in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise and bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship flow to you, flow to you, flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, like the streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise and bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship flow to you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank all of your blessings, for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We thank you for life this morning. We thank you for health, and we thank you for our strength. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind, and we thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for blessing us to be able to see a brand new day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. And since you have blessed this day, since you have ordained this day, and since you have purpose for this day for us, we are rejoicing right now. We're glad that we serve the God who is in control of everything. As we enter into day 8 of our 31 days of prayer, God, 8 is a number that signifies a new beginning. Yesterday, we completed our first week of prayer, and we thank you for how you have taken us, God, from day to day. You have blessed us, and you strengthened us, and you have taken us higher, Lord, each and every single day. But in this day of new beginnings, in this time of new beginnings, day 8, God, it's time for you to take us to a higher level than you've taken us, that you took us last week. And so, God, if we have fallen short of your glory, or we have not taken the significant steps that you desire for us to take, God, help us right now and push us, mold us, and shape us so that we may move towards victory, so that we may move towards breakthrough, so we may move towards the deliverance, God, that you have destined for us. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, oh God, not to fear anything that is ahead of us, for we walk by faith and not by sight, God. And so we put our trust in you as we go past our Jubilee. God, we will celebrate, God, all of the times that you blessed us during our 7 days, but
but we're looking for more from you today. On this day of new beginnings, new freshness, God, we're looking for a greater anointing than you blessed us with last week, a higher calling, God, than you blessed us with last week, God, a closer walk with thee than you blessed us with last week. We want to make it a new thing today, for if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. Make my walk new today. Make my talk new today. God, there was nothing wrong with it yesterday, nor was it anything wrong with it last week. But I'm not content, God, with those things that I've already done. But I'm like Paul this morning, and I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God, that means that every day you have something greater in store for me. God, that means every day there's a purpose and a plan that you have for my life. And it is my desire, Lord, that, God, I fulfill your purpose and your plans on this day. For tomorrow is not promised. I may not be able to make it to day 9 of this 31 days of prayer. But I'm grateful, God, that you allowed me to make it to day 8, where I can draw nearer to thee, where I can submit myself to thee, where I can lay aside weights and sins that easily beset, because I'm ready to run this race with patience, God, that you set before me. I'm ready to run, God, and I need you to help transform my mind, God. Help me not to think more highly of myself than I ought to think. God, help me to not think that I'm better than anyone else, but God, help me to be humble before you, God, today, to lay myself before your throne of grace, God, and to submit to your will and to submit to your way, and give me to serve, oh God, others like you have served. Give me to love like you have loved others, God. Give me to sacrifice like you have sacrificed for others, Lord, and that takes a transformation of the mind, that you may reject those things, oh God, that don't represent your love, or that we may reject those things that don't represent the love of God and the love of Christ in us. So transform us even now, God, and renew our minds, Lord, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We want your will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And so make us over again. Help us not to be content, oh God, or weary in well-doing. But God, as we continue to labor and as we continue to press forward and as we continue to move forward, God, we must know that our victory is guaranteed. And the guarantee of our victory is the breakthrough that we need. Just knowing, God, that you are in control, God, it should release an overflow of faith and an overflow of gratitude, because we know that we shall never fail. We've been given the victory, and we did not even have to lift up a hand. So, God, break through in our minds even now, that we may understand how great you are, and that we may understand how great we have it as believers in the name of Jesus. To understand that that no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. To understand, God, that we are the heads and not the tails. God, help us to understand and transform our minds, Lord. Help us to not be satisfied with being given the least or a little, but help us to look forward to giving you our best and giving you the most, Lord, in the name of Jesus. To put you to be more, to place you above everything, to put no other gods before you, but to earnestly seek after you so that we may be made in your image or reflect your image more and more as the days go by. The more time we spend with you, the more time we reflect you. Lord, at the end of these 31 days, I want to be like Moses when he came down from the mount. Lord, I want a glow of your glory and a glow of your presence to be in my facial expression, to be in my skin tone, God, to be all around me, Lord. I want the glow of your anointing to beam out of me, God, so that it will show that I've been with you, Lord, so that it will show, God, that I've been in your glory and I've been in your midst, Lord, and that you've been with me and that I've been with you, because this is not just a one-way street or one-way relationship, but God, you tell us as we give to you, you give back unto us. When we choose to abide in you, you choose to abide back with us. When we offer praise unto you, you come in and inhabit our praises, Lord. It's a give and take relationship, Lord. And God, we love you, Lord, today, because you first loved us and you've given us the example, God, of how to love continuously, how to love unconditionally, Lord, how to love overwhelmingly, Lord. And that's what I want to beam up out of me, the love of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God. God, I want it to flow. So let my praises reach you, Lord, today. Oh, God, as I bless your name as I rise and bless your name. I messed up the song, God. I didn't have the rhythm right, but that is still my praise, God. Let my worship, let my praise, let it flow to you, God. Let it flow, God. I want it to be a steady stream in the name of Jesus, not just in the little studio that we carry off to, but let our praise all of us, let it flow, God. In the name of Jesus, it don't have to have a rhyme, it don't have to have a reason, but it just has to bless your name, and I have to give you glory. I have to rise up and worship the Lord. There are some ways in my heart that I'm listening so to you. Anoint us even now for worship. Anoint us, God, even now for this day of praise, this day of worship, this day of victory, this day of overcoming. We bless you, God, because you are a mighty God. There's no one that's like you. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. So touch our hearts and touch our minds and touch our thoughts, touch our actions, and help us to think on you all the day long. Because when our minds have been transformed, when our minds have been renewed, we won't put our minds and our thoughts on those things that are temporal. But God will continue to keep our heart and our minds on those things that are true, those things that are just, those things that are pure, those things that are of a good report. If we seek you first and your righteousness and your kingdom, God, your word tells us that you will add all these things unto us. All these things consist of the things that we need in our flesh as well as in our spirit. You're the God that provides every single need, God, whatever it is that we need and more. You're not a God that's insufficient or inadequate or cannot do, but you are a God that can do all things, God, that you never fail, a God that there's nothing too hard from you, and there's nothing too small for you to intercede on our behalf. Thank you for the praise report yesterday. The young lady that had issues with her feet, they still had to have surgery, God, but she's on her way home. There is still hope for her life. There is still a life to live because you blessed her to be in this day and this very time. And so we pray, God, that you would touch us and that you would bless us and that you would keep our minds stayed on you and that you would pour out into us, God, as we wait on you. God, you said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As we wait on you, renew us even now. From the very crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, renew us completely and thoroughly so that we might be meet for your usage today. I've been praying that for a number of days now, that I want to be meet for the master's hand. God, I just want to be able to give you and do everything that you need for me to do today. I want to put a smile on your face. I want to make your name glorious, God. I want you to say, that's my beloved son. That's my beloved child. I'm pleased in what they're doing. That's what my heart's desire wants to do today. That's what I desire, to make your name glorious and put a smile on your face. And for my praises to rise and bless your name. And so bless your people, God. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for our consistency and our faithfulness to this prayer. God, honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment, Lord. Especially those that have not missed a day, God, I pray that you would bless them and keep them and sustain them, but God, those who have tuned in that are not a part of this ministry, God, I pray that you bless them for their sacrifice, God, that you continue to strengthen them more in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for those that tune in and come to the website, God, we pray that these 31 days will be a blessing to them, a life-changing experience toward them, God, as they enter into 2017. God, you still have great things in store for us in 2016, and so we continue to look to you, God. We continue to press towards you. We continue to move forward, Lord, because you have a greater anointing and you have a higher calling for each and every one of us. So bless us today. We're ready for your move. We're ready for your direction. We're ready for your guidance. So lead, guide, and direct us, God, and grant us wisdom, grant us favor, grant us mercy today, and your love and your kindness. Bless us, keep us, strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Our scripture text this morning is coming from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And it reads as such, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just,
whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And then the corresponding scripture that goes with it is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We pray that you are enjoying our 31 days of prayer, and we urge you to spread the news, spread the word to others about what's going on here at Praise Center, about this prayer, because the Bible tells us that men ought to always pray. So whether any other ministry is praying at this time, help them to encourage them, help and encourage them to join with us in prayer so that we may touch heaven and bombard heaven for God to do great things in the midst of our lives, in the midst of this ministry, and in the midst of this nation. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Bye-bye.